Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We grew up in the South, and we grew our own vegetables and lived on the farm. I know it didn't sound good to some people, but some of our favorite eating was purple hull peas, and we call them butter beans. You might call them lima beans, but has nothing to do with that stuff in a can that people buy. You get them when they're about half mature and hard to shell, and you make a fresh pan of cornbread and fresh tomatoes and cucumbers and some fresh iced tea, and that's how we grew up. Well, anyway, Phyllis and I went to Rhema. And in our first year there, we didn't have any money. We're believing for every tank of gas, every pair of socks, every tuition, every semester. We're sometimes down to the wire day before, you know. And our parents, we would go home once every many months, and our parents would load us up with ice chests of vegetables that we'd put in the freezer, you know, to help us get through till the next time we saw them. So we'd pack it nice and drive the all-day drive back to Oklahoma. And so anyway, some of our friends, we'd made friends with people from different parts of the country, and we invited them over for dinner. Is that what we said? Dinner. And we invited some Canadians over for dinner, and down south, that's the noon meal, used to be. And evening meal was supper. Well, they showed up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. Well, anyway, Phyllis made a nice southern meal with all these things, and some of our Canadian friends came. And she had it set up on the bar in our tiny little apartment on Shoot 'em Up Alley. Down in the rough part of town. And so they came by, and these are Canadians, you understand. And they saw all these things that they hadn't grown up. And so they took just a little bit of these peas and put them on the plate, just a little bit of those beans, just a little bit. And you could tell they don't know about all this. And so, but in about 15 minutes, they came back. One of the ladies, she said, "Oh, give me some more of those Hawkeye peas." And I mean, they scooped them on. They piled them on. Well, they're not Hawkeye peas, but they tasted and found it to be good and wanted a whole lot more. Come on, can you see this? And how many know that's the way the Lord is? You taste Him and find out not a bunch of men's religious junk, but what really is the Lord. You'll go, "Whoo, give me some more. Give me." Is that right? Come on, don't spare. Pile it on. Because He is good, good. He's only good. He's all good, nothing but good. Always has been, always will be, and good, hallelujah, there is no better than Him. Somebody say, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse 10, he's actually still talking about the goodness of the Lord down through this psalm. And when he says, "Make your boast in the Lord," what are we boasting about? Well, you have to look at the rest of the passage, but you'll see he's actually doing it. He's boasting about how good the Lord is. So when we're boasting about the Lord, that's what we're boasting of, His goodness in our life. Oh, taste and see. Verse 10, "The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good." Now, "thing" is added by the translators. So, "they that seek the Lord shall not want any good." Why? Because He's good. Taste and see, and you'll find out. Find out for yourself. People that don't think the Lord is good are people that have no experience with Him. Because when you have experience with Him, you know. Anybody here beside me can say, I know that I know. He's good. He's good. Truly good. Truly good. With no component or part of evil. We camped on that last week. God is light. And as one translation says, there's not even a particle of darkness in Him. There, God does not have a bad side. He does not have a mean side. He does not have a cruel streak. These are lies that have been told. Some of them over pulpits. And people that have not known Him and misinterpreted scriptures and twisted things around. How many know if the Bible, if the Word is the Word of God, it all has to agree.
Amen.
Or else it's not the Word of God. And if you think it doesn't agree, it's not something wrong with the Word. It's something wrong with how you're seeing it.
Amen.
It's just a lack of understanding. A lack of knowledge. Keep going. Come, ye children, hearken to me, and I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may what? See good. Now, here he's already telling us now how we can taste of more of the Lord's goodness. How many, he's saying, who wants to experience and enjoy life? Who wants to make it a long time, not just, you know, just being down here a lot of years is not all there is to it. If you're down here in misery and in pain, it'd be better to get out of here. But if you're experiencing the Lord's goodness day after day, decade after decade, that's another thing. I said, that's another thing. Well, he asked the question, what man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good? I do. Somebody missed that. What man? That's male man or female man. Is he that desires life and loves many days? Not just many days hanging around, but that he may see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Somebody say, I do, I do. I do. Well, if you really do, we should pay close attention to the next verses, because he tells us how to get it. You want to see good for a lot of days? Keep reading. Then watch your mouth. Keep your tongue from evil. Now, the word evil you will find many times as the word used to contrast good. Good and evil. We don't use the word evil as much in our modern vernacular. A lot of times we would probably use instead the word bad. The word evil in the King James is oftentimes just describing bad. The opposite of good. If you want to live a lot of days, long life, and experience a lot of good, the first thing he says is then get bad out of your mouth. Because you're going to have what's in your mouth. Do you reckon that's true?
Yes.
What we get right into the law of sowing and reaping. We get right into the power of the tongue and the spoken word. Is it true that life and death is in the power of the tongue? Is it true? How did Jesus operate? Did His words matter? Did He choose His words? Not just for communicating, but for changing things. This is the mind renewal we need. People think the mouth and talking is just for getting things off my chest, just expressing how I feel, just making sure everybody knows what's on my mind. No, we're created in the image and likeness of God. We're created different from the rest of God's creation. They are not, you know, in the animal kingdom. They are not speaking spirits.
Right. Come on.
Oh, they make crude and rudimentary sounds that lets them know some things, but not like us. We can choose words. Oh, somebody say glory to God. This is a God-like ability.
Right. Amen.
We can choose words, and if we would only realize it, not just express ourselves, but put faith in it and release creative power.
Yes, come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Power that binds, power that loosens, power that stops, power that heals. Did Jesus operate this way? He operated this way. He spoke and people were loosed. He spoke and people were healed. He spoke and the wind and the waves calmed down. Is that right? He spoke and a tree dried up from the roots. And but so many people have said, yeah, but now he's the Son of God. I mean, he's doing that because he's God. No, he is God, always will be. God manifested in the flesh, but he's not doing that as God. He's doing it as a man, anointed with the Holy Spirit. And if that's not true, how could we believe verses like John 14 where he said, he that believes on me, the works I do, he will do also. And greater works than these shall he. How can I believe that if he did it as God? Oh, but if he did it as a man, with no unfair advantage over me, and he'd give us the same spirit, we see the glorious possibility, hallelujah, of walking in victory and ruling and reigning in life through the spoken word. Which is why we do so much confessing around here. Say this, say that, say this. Why? Because Jesus is the high priest of our confession, of what we say. And the Bible said, hold fast to the confession of your faith without wavering, because faithful is he, hallelujah, who promised. The Lord works with what comes out of our heart and mouth.
Yes, sir.
We should know this. This is how you got born again. How do you get born again?
Believe in your heart.
You believe it in your heart. And what? You have to say it with your mouth. Not just empty words, but words that are coming out of faith.
Amen.
That's in your. You believe it in your heart. And you say it with your mouth, and a miracle occurred.
Yeah.
You were born again.
Glory.
That's a bigger miracle than a healing.
Amen.
You weren't healed spiritually. You were recreated.
Yes.
Yes. All things passed away. A healing of your body is just repair work on an existing structure.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.